The report into human rights violations in North Korea is one of the most detailed and devastating ever published by the United Nations. Drawing on satellite imagery, evidence and testimonies from more than 100 victims, witnesses and experts, it documents wide-ranging and ongoing crimes against humanity.
The Commission of Inquiry has unanimously come to the conclusion that there is abundant evidence of great wrongs of this kind.
Michael Kirby, the chair of the Commission, presenting the report to the media in Geneva. Testimony to the Commission included evidence of torture, sexual violence, severe political repression and other crimes. It heard horrifying accounts of children imprisoned from birth, a pregnant woman forced to drown her own baby, and families tortured for watching a foreign soap opera. The Commission sent North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a copy of the report and, in a personal letter, warned that he could be held personally accountable for abuses.
In the organisation of North Korea, that all lines of authority stop at the supreme leader, that the question was presented to the Commission of Inquiry as to whether the supreme leader of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Kim Jong-un, would himself or may himself be responsible for the crimes against humanity which the Commission has found.
In a statement sent to Reuters news agency from its diplomatic mission in Geneva, North Korea categorically rejected the report. The Human Rights Council will decide which recommendations to support next month. Any attempt to refer North Korea to the International Criminal Court is likely to be blocked by its ally China, although the Commission hopes this won't happen.
I'm hopeful that China, on reflection, and when it has had time to read the full power of the report of the Commission of Inquiry, will come to a conclusion that it is not in China's interest to have on its border a country which is so neglectful of the fundamental dignity of its own citizens, and that is effectively a totalitarian state that is a danger to itself and to its region.
In a heartfelt plea, Mr. Kirby says there was no excuse for the international community not to act.
I hope that the international community will be moved by the detail, the amount, the long duration, the great suffering, and the many tears that have existed in North Korea to act on the crimes against humanity which the Commission of Inquiry has found. This is a time for action. We can't say we didn't know.
Claire Doole for UN Radio in Geneva.